From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting reaction continues after U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The Arab League responded, saying it's a dangerous development that places the United States at a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions. In places like Lebanon, protests continued with security forces using water cannons and tear gas to disperse crowds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has since responded.
Jerusalem has never been the capital of any other people. I think the sooner the Palestinians come to grips with this reality, the sooner we'll move towards peace. And this is why I think President Trump's announcement was so historic and so important for peace.
The head of the Arab League called on the nations of the world to recognize Palestine as a sovereign state with Jerusalem as its capital in response to Mr. Trump's announcement. In the United States, Alabama senior senator Republican Richard Shelby said Sunday that the state deserves better than the election of Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. He is accused of sexual improprieties with teenage girls four decades ago when he was in his 30s. Shelby in the Senate for three decades told CNN that he's already cast an absentee ballot ahead of the Tuesday special election, writing in the name of a distinguished Republican he declined to name. Moore is accused of sexual misconduct by two women, one of whom was 14 during the time he was a local prosecutor. He's locked in a tight contest with a Democrat named Doug Jones, a former federal prosecutor. The winner will fill remaining 3 years of the Senate seat once held by Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. This is VOA.